How much would you pay for a bit of card?
Bit of card. What sort of card?
A piece of card about the same size as a Yu-Gi-Oh card.
Oh, okay. Is there anything written on the card?
Yeah, there's lots of stuff written on the card.
All
Some
right, I
branding,
would
ring.
pay. I think I know what you're talking about already. I wouldn't pay as much as that gentleman paid if I think it's the thing you're talking about. But I would probably pay like £15.
£15. All right. So the nerdy thing about me is probably that I had a big love for Magic the Gathering, and I don't really anymore. Like, I used to be way more into it like a year or two ago, but like I just don't really play it much anymore. But I've probably spent, £200 to £300 on like Magic the Gathering cards since I've been here in Taiwan. And there was recently a Lord of the Rings set. They released Magic the Gathering, and they made a one ring card, which does like unique stuff in the game. Like Magic is, everyone who's really into Magic plays Commander, essentially. It's like a multiplayer game. And it was sold, Mr. Post Malone bought it for £2.6 million. Dude's making money. I mean, it is a bit ridiculous, but like, that's an investment, I'd like to say. Maybe if there's one of them in the world, as long as it doesn't get stolen, it's probably just going to go up in price. It's kind of cool. You got the one ring in Magic the Gathering. So how much would you pay for the one ring?
Nothing, because I don't want it. But as an investment, because it would in like 10 years' time, he's going to be able to sell it for like 10 times that to probably you. But
Hopefully.
he, so as an investment, if I had 2.6 million going spare, I would have bought it and then just put it in a vault for 10 years, 20 years, just for everyday use. I'm not a Magic the Gathering fan. Not for any reason other than that I've never played it, so it might be really good. I am an elite Yu-Gi-Oh player, so if they made a one ring Yu-Gi-Oh card, A, it would be far too complicated to summon because the rules are insane post 2006.
Yeah, definitely like Sauron. You'd have to have summoning polymerizations or something on it.
Yeah, but if it was like a basic bitch Yu-Gi-Oh card, the Yu-Gi-Oh that we used to play, then probably I would probably pay like £15 for it.
Yeah, same. I would like the one ring to like if it was really expensive and it was just one. Just this up. What I do with it is like when you play Magic, like I've been complained for like not sleeving my cards, like just buying and playing with people without, I mean, without like a nice sleeve, like protective sleeve. I would whip it out, just unsleeve, and just like rub my fingers around it, like in front of the other players, just like
That's a
piss
credit.
off. And like it'd be worth like £100, which is just to like really piss off like 17 people who were like way too into like, oh, you gotta sleeve it and double sleeve it, there's a few
I'd burn it,
anonymous
actually. I'd burn it. Now that I know that people would be
front
annoyed
row
by that, I'd
action.
literally hold a press conference to show it to people in like a vault. And then
Yeah,
you remember when Banksy sold that painting and then it turned out that
they
the
went
bottom
for
of the
the
frame was a shredder?
shredder.
I would do that, but it would just be fire. Like, I would just burn it inside a box and I'd make them all watch it.
In prison and make them all watch it
Yeah,
outside of
I'd
like
move.
a Magic the Gathering card
Yeah,
shop.
definitely. That's it.
That probably says a lot about us. The first thing you think of is just torturing other people for their own
Pretty
like
much.
prejudice. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think like that's part of the fun of it is that these people take the card game, which is fine, like what you want to like, I don't really care. But people take it very seriously. And if you're willing to pay £20 million or whatever, no, £2.6 million, just a bit of cardboard ring on it, like and then you're gonna moan about double sleeving it, then surely trolls are gonna come along like us and just be like, I would just buy it to break it. Like no one else gets to touch
Break
it.
it in front of people.
Yeah, that's part of the
It's
fun.
always gonna happen. Like the wizards are close to the company make Magic. They like definitely did it for like money or like not. It was like a PR thing and it worked really well, right? So if you do one card, I'm sure a lot of people are pissed off at it, and it's just like, well, the rich can do what they want.
I bet it's
Post
not
Malone,
tournament legal anyway. It's going to be like those
probably
Yu-Gi-Oh
isn't.
cards they made where it was like, oh, who's the one where you have to get all five pieces? Exodia.
It's Zodiac.
And it's like, oh, it's not tournament legal, though. It's like, oh, fuck off. It's a card game. It's not tournament legal.
Exodia should be, because there's probably enough pieces of it out there to be fine, right?
Yeah, they should all be. Everything. If you're going to print it, then you use it.
Yeah, but there's always, like, these different rules. Like, Magic has, like, Commander and Legacy, and, like, all these different, like, game modes in within the game. And I'm sure Yu-Gi-Oh! Is the same. Even though Yu-Gi-Oh! Like, I don't know, it's so... I remember, like, when we used to play it, seeing the start a lot of the complex cards was just like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, what is it? Yeah, but, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't play by the proper rules because there'd be those complicated things. We're like, just summon it like a normal master. Because you re-summon it. It's like that Dark Necrophere one, and it's like you have to have 17 pieces. The moon had to be a certain shape. And like, so you could summon it, but then it would disappear after a couple. It's like, just fucking, like, this is boring now. This is so boring.
Yeah.
Like, so, but that's stupid. Anyway, that's interesting. Well done, Post Malone. He's got a lot of tattoos on his face, and now he's got the One Ring.
Good for him. What you want as a man?
Yeah, why not? I don't even know what he does.
Does that music? It's a pretty soul music. He was like one of the SoundCloud rappers that came to fame. And people like kind of hate him because of SoundCloud rap. He's pretty solid. I think he's not like, I don't think he's amazing, but he's got some good hits. Yeah.
Good old SoundCloud. It was useful for something.
Posting.
Anyway, let's get into welcome to the Naked Men podcast, everyone. We're seven minutes in, but I am Nathan. Ben is with me talking about cards. But I'm going to derail the card conversation. I saw some movies this week. I saw some popular movies. So people can stop shouting at me. I watched Across the Spider-Verse this week.
Mm-hmm.
It was very good. I liked it. It was great.
Yeah.
Artistically, it was beautiful. The story is good. Thought the villain was interesting as well in the way that they set it up. The story is quite emotional. Yeah. Very emotional very highly charged. Didn't really have any problems with it, to be honest. There's nothing really for me to complain about.
Very high price.
What people are waiting for. Yeah. But I thought it was good. I thought it ended at a good spot as well. Going into part two. Some people are annoyed
about it. It's like definitely a cliffhanger, but you know.
Yeah.
I think it's fine.
I don't think it stuck the landing as well as another movie that obviously had a break in the middle of it, which is Mission Impossible. I don't think it stuck the break in the story as well. Yeah, Mission Impossible was definitely more, and I know that these are not two movies you can even compare because they're so completely different. I just mean from a storytelling standpoint, I think Mission Impossible Part 1 felt like a movie that was ending that then happens to have a Part 2, whereas Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse felt like half of a story. And they just didn't want to show you the rest yet.
I think
there's no problems with that.
Yeah, you're right. I agree. I thought I saw some movies too. Saw Mission Impossible 7, and which I thought was great. Like it's Mission Impossible, but I think it's like it's Mission Impossible to the best standard because I feel like the whole movie is just like set piece after set piece. Like it never stops. Like it's like a cool scene after a cool scene, and it actually has. Like a lot of plot and character to it, which done for like has a lot of plot and character for a Mission Impossible film, and it
always have plot and character.
I know, but like it's not, you know, it isn't like
actually not the story. I don't know. It depends if you've seen the rest of the movies because there's a lot of the characters like they've been up to stuff. Like Vanessa Kirby had been meddling in shit for like three movies now. So this is almost like a culmination of what she's actually been up to and the role she's been playing. Like the agent guy on the train, whose name's just gone from my head. The one who was saying, I'm not here, even though he was there making a deal. But he's been in the movie since literally the first one.
Oh, like Kirkland or something.
Something like that. It's disappeared from my head. So I think they've done a really good thing of bringing in new, fresh characters. Because they have still got Ving Rhames is still there. Simon Pegg is still there. Tom Cruise is obviously still there. Vanessa Kirby is still there. All these people. So I think they did go from set piece to set piece, though, which they always do. Since you're what Tom Cruise is up to.
Yeah, no, I thought it was great. I'd watch it again in a heartbeat. And also saw Talk to Me, which like I really really liked. It's kind of like a bummer of a film. I'm not going to spoil it, but like it's just one of those plots that you just like. It's just depressing. this is people having a very very bad week. But it's about basically about a teenage group of friends who find like an embalmed hand, and they can speak to the dead through his hand, and like shit goes wild from there. And it also like, but it's really good writing. Like it's rare what I find. I was like, oh, this writing of this horror film is actually really good. And it's really rare that I've seen that. The last time I saw that was like fucking, I guess like Midsummer or like what's the other one about like aging?
Old.
Hereditary. It is that sort of level of like quality, I think. But yeah, and it has like some really youthful energy. And I know it sounds a weird thing to say, but like it's a really cool soundtrack for the first like 30 minutes when it's not as bleak. But yeah, I think you'd love it, and I think most people would. It's quite creepy. There was a couple of times I saw it with a very fucked up friend, Retina, and he laughed at me several times because I was just like looking around the fucking cinema because I was getting creeped out. I was like, this is too much, man. I think that was fun.
That's good. What's your favorite movie that you watched this week?
Talk to Me. Third Talk to Me to Mission Impossible, I think. I guess Talk to Me was like a bit more of a surprise. Didn't really know anything about it before I watched it.
That's interesting. I think my favorite movie I watched was Return to Seoul. That was a good movie.
Return to Seoul.
Yeah, you should watch that. It's about City of Seoul.
Hey.
You should watch it. Also watch Guardians 3.
Yeah.
This week, and I thought it was fine.
I didn't love it.
I didn't love it. It wasn't as good as everyone kept claiming it to be, and I think that's part of the problem is that some of these movies come out and people are like, oh my god, it's genius. No one has ever written anything like this in their life, and you watch it, you're like, it's just the same as every other story.
it doesn't blow the world away.
Can improve Guardians in literally one way, and is actually having the balls to kill someone. Like,
spoilers, but yeah,
it's been out for like 6 months.
I actually like they didn't kill anybody because
there's like 7 billion superheroes now.
I know, but it felt like more ballsy not to kill somebody. Like I do like the way they ended it was that the characters are just gonna go in their own directions. They're doing what's right for them. I think that's riskier than like killing anybody off. And like, I don't really give a fuck about if any of the Guardians return
from Guardians' point of view, if it was a standalone movie, I'd be like, oh, that was satisfying, but because it's part of this wider universe and you're just like, they literally are too scared to kill anyone. It's like Stranger Things, like where they just do not have the guts to kill off any of their main characters, so there's just so many of them, but like kill someone. I think it just reaches the point where you're just like none of these characters are under threat because no one ever dies.
I definitely felt more surprised if no one died after when I watched it. I was like, I was sure either Rocket or Star-Lord was gonna die before I went, or like Drax. I was like, those are my three. I definitely didn't think die. Multiple they could kill, but like I actually do quite enjoy that they didn't kill anybody. I think the way they ended with them just disbanding and like Gamora going with the Ravagers, Peter going back to the Earth, or like Rocket leading a new group of Guardians, which like
really
they're fine, but like that group of Guardians isn't gonna have a new film about them. They're just not. It's just like some like random little girl and like a dog that I hate on Marvel Snap and like and Kraglin. This is like
gives a shit. They'll make a Disney Plus series, by the way.
And I'll probably watch it too.
Yeah. I don't think it was very good. Not what I expected anyway. But hopefully James Gunn has some more plans for DC. Which I'm gonna doubt. Because
fucking damn, that's what we do. Anyway, you're pointing at me. I'm going to introduce a brand new section to the Naked Men podcast, and it's the Naked Jokes of the Week. I'm going to spitball better names. All right. So, now want us to tell a joke in the middle of the show. See what, maybe it could make the jokes can have a theme. Maybe they can be about what the show's about. This time, I just ask you to come up with an offensive joke, like 4 minutes before we start the podcast.
Yep.
Do you want me to do mine first, or do you want to go with yours?
Ben asked me to. Well, he didn't ask me to prepare, actually. What he did was, he said, do you know any offensive jokes? And I went, not really off the top of my head. And now we're here in the show. I'm going to say, you go first, and I will think of something offensive.
All right. So, do you know what a 16-year-old girl and her unborn fetus have in common?
They're both related to you.
They're both thinking, shit, my mum's going to kill me when she finds out.
Oh, dear. Ben is, like, bright pink with laughter right now.
It's great. I didn't make that up. Someone told me it. And I thought it was really good.
That's very good.
I know. It's a good one. And so we expect more of that from the Naked Men podcast, finally living up to our name.
Finally. That was good. That was a good introduction to the segment. That's probably upset some people. So if you are listening and you are upset, grow up.
At me.
At Ben underscore EBERT, and just say the words, I am upset.
Fair.
But obviously, make sure you do the hashtag Naked Men.
Yeah, that's that.
on X.
Oh yeah, on fucking X.
X. Apparently, they've changed that icon so it's got like sperm all over it, but it doesn't look like it to me.
It's got sperm all over it.
And that's what it looked like. I saw a picture of it. It looked like, but I think maybe someone was just like lying to me or something.
Yeah, it's just an X. Thanks for lining.
Yeah, it's stupid, isn't it? But there we are. Well, here we are. It's time for episode 3 of the bests. To join the Hershey gang and Dwayne Elizondo, Mountain Dew Herbert Ganacho, and whoever won the sorcerer thing last week.
Our best supernatural.
Yeah, best supernatural.
Who did win that?
I don't know. I'm going to have to go back through and check.
Look in the archives. Let's figure it out.
Someone listen and tell us at Rogue underscore opinion who the best supernatural being. It was probably something really great, like a werewolf of some sort. Nah, it wasn't. I didn't nominate Blade.
Aww.
I nominated the super vampire from Blade 2. I don't think he won either. But best fictional weapon, and there are obviously, as always, strict rules to this. It is exactly what it said, fictional weapon. So I don't want anyone just bringing like a normal big sword and being like, oh, I like Jon Snow's sword. It's just a fucking sword. Like, it's not great. I don't want anyone coming at me with like daggers or guns that are just like special because someone holds
them. AR-15.
Yeah, no school shootings. Or anything like that are going to be here. Nothing great. So we are talking fictional. They cannot exist in the real world. Have we been clear?
All of mine are under that criteria.
Good. Because I don't want someone being like, hey, Nathan, why didn't you nominate the sniper rifle from Lone Survivor, that Mark Wahlberg movie? Because like, it's just a sniper rifle. It's not fictional. You fucking God! I'm angry at these people today. I don't know why. All they do is listen.
It's angry.
Anyway, would you like to start? What would you like to nominate first?
I've got actually 4 different things.
Also, can they be, if it's a weapon but can also be a tool? Is it so? I'm thinking like Doctor Who's sonic screwdriver. He sometimes uses it as a weapon.
I think that works.
All right.
Yeah. I'm not going to do best tools, probably not. Anyway.
No, we'd have to really We'd have to really scrape at the bottom of the barrel. That's going to be like year 10, where we're just like, best water unit from a movie.
Best water Pokemon from Johto. You know, people put me straight to the bottom barrel now. So, my first option is Lord Trident's Trident. Yeah, the name ain't that great. But it's a trident from A Little Mermaid. But you didn't think you'd see a Disney movie here.
I fucking well did.
Did you?
Yeah, of course. I anticipated that you would bring such horse shit to this.
It's a weapon, right? It's got lots of things it can do. It can control a sea. It can shoot lightning bolts. It can stab people, you know, like a trident can. It can turn mermaids to people and vice versa, because, you know, that comes in handy, I guess. And sometimes, occasionally, it can even shoot a little rainbow. A rainbow at the end of the film. Yeah.
Shoots a rainbow. That's pretty powerful. That's pretty, like, topical.
Yeah. It's a nice little rainbow.
Yeah, just a lovely little rainbow for everyone to enjoy. It's a good start. It's powerful. He's the Lord of the Sea. I have genuinely, I haven't seen the new live action Little Mermaid. And I'm not going to, but I have seen the original, and I watched it fairly recently because Jasmine loves Disney. So we watched it, and I thought a really interesting prequel would be like the war that Trident and Ursula were in when Trident won the suit. That'd be a fucking great movie.
That's what they should do for live action.
Generally should. Like, I'm talking, I want it to be unexpectedly bloody. Like, it's like a... You see they're doing another Saw?
Are they?
Yeah. And it's like they've brought back... They've brought back Jigsaw. They're doing a prequel. Oh. And they've basically, again... And it's like the plot is it's the doctors that misdiagnosed his cancer. And then he's like just... I don't know. You'll probably have to see the movie. It sounds like they fucked up. But I was like, man, they are milking the shit out of this.
They are, anyway, people who walked up, who pushed him accidentally on the road, that'll be the next Saw prequel. Yeah, because they tried to bring it back with, like, Chris Rock, right? And
that movie sucked.
I can't remember what it was called. Was it called
Jigsaw? No, I can't remember what it was called. It was the first movie Jazz and I saw out of COVID. Was that Saw? Because it was the only thing in the cinema at the time. It was like it was called something from the Book of Saw, but it sucked, and it was really bad. It literally felt like the movie wasn't finished.
Yeah. Oh, but there was one called Jigsaw.
Yeah.
2017. How many freaking Saw movies are there? It's just crazy.
The thing is, they always make money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, back to this. So you've The Trident from The Little Mermaid, powerful, powerful stuff. I'm going to bring you the noisy cricket. And this is the tiny gun that Will Smith gets.
Oh, in Men in Black.
Unexpectedly powerful. Looks like a little kind of toy gun injection thing. Man, does it fuck shit up.
Oh, yeah.
Makes a little cricket sound when you shoot it. It's like, pew, pew, pew.
As you want. Pew, pew, pew. And,
it's great, literally the size of your palm.
Packs the punch. Tiny,
yeah, massive kickbacks. You get the comedy of Will Smith flying through the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. So not only is it devastating, it also brings a chuckle.
It's a chuckle. I bet he wish he had a little cricket on the night of the Oscars.
Just blows the shit out of Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Twice that Chris Rock has organically come up in this podcast.
I know. This is the Chris Rock pod. Yeah, it is pretty great because it's also like very, you can see it really well. Like, you could just like, you get through any scanners, you know, you can take it anywhere you like. I'm resisting the urge to make like a really fucking horrible joke that came into my mind, but.
So, what you're saying
just
is.
Just gonna say is schools, you know. anyway.
If you were to enter an educational establishment in, say, like, let's just say Texas. Like,
yeah.
You're the noisy cricket would be ideal.
Noisy cricket would be ideal.
All the kids would get a little laugh as well.
A little laugh and then a big scream. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
You know, the noisy cricket could be concealed in many places. You could put it up your bum, you know, maybe put the safety on.
What do you think it's made of? Do you reckon you can get through a metal detector?
Yeah, it's probably made of like carbon fiber and like titanium. You know? And titanium, like, don't have a registry yet.
Oh.
Wolverine gets some planes, no? Wolverine has adamantium.
3D printer. They could just sort of like, yeah, there you go. Let's do Trident versus, is the Trident really powerful? Or is King Trident really powerful?
From what I remember from The Little Mermaid and the website I got this from, the Trident is actually what controls the sea. It's not Triton. The Trident is what actually controls the sea. Triton is just like a mermaid. He's just like a buff mermaid dude. He's a hot dad, you know, and had a great beard.
he's Javier Bardem in the new one.
Yeah, there you go.
That's so fucking rad.
It is pretty powerful. Controls the seven seas.
Oh. Well, I think that's more powerful than a noisy cricket then.
Noisy cricket could be really powerful. I reckon what it would come down to is like ammo capacity, because like what kind of ammo and fire rate does a noisy cricket have? Because it can fuck it up, you know.
You have to shoot and recover from where you land because the kickback is so crazy. Will Smith, wildly inexperienced with it, but he obviously did like a big fire back and landed on a car. He was in no place to shoot again, so if he missed, Triton could then like turn him into a guppy or something.
That's true. I mean, you kind of only have a couple of shots from noisy cricket, but if those hit, Triton's probably fucked. But Triton could probably send over like a big killer whale to begin with, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
It's some dolphins to fuck you up. And then when you know, bang on the dolphins, it's like, well, dude, you ain't got no ammo left.
Well, I think we're all agreeing that the Triton, like the Well, actually, if you're in the middle of New York and you've got the Trident, what the hell are you going to do? Can you control seagulls?
You could probably flood New York, I'd say. The sea could flood New York. Because, like, it's not that far from the sea, yeah. But if you were in, like, the middle of China, you couldn't really do shit with it, I'd say. Except you can still shoot thunderbolts. You can still shoot each other, yeah.
I mean, you're in the middle of China. Now, there's a lot of, I don't know about China, let's say you're in the middle of a giant fish market. Like, all those fish are dead. This is the deciding thing for me. Could I, with the Trident, reanimate the dead fish from the market to have, like, an army of zombie fish?
I hope so. I mean, that feels like it should be a thing.
We need to get that in the movie and quit.
Dead. The Little Mermaid 3. Ursula McBang.
Mermaid 3. Okay, well, in China, that's the market to go for these. You just have a bar there reanimating the corpses of like tuna in the middle of a fish market.
Yeah, they love fish there, I'm sure. Maybe.
Can someone edit that scene in No Country for Old Men? He shoots the door off into Josh Brolin, but edit in the Trident instead of the weird gas gun that he had.
I'm sure someone's already done that, to be honest. I'm sure that already exists. Why wouldn't it?
Anyway, let's move on. What's next on your list? We've got Trident, we've got Noisy Cricket.
I've got something classic, something horrible, and something badass.
Let's get horrible. Let's get out of the way.
All right. One thing, I reckon if there was a weapon that's done a lot for our friendship, it is the broomtail from Mario Kart. What a horrible weapon this is.
Okay, that's stupid.
It's a weapon. Everyone hates this weapon. It has ended friendships. We had to make apology videos to each other for several times. I'm pretty sure we both got, like, enraged by each other many times playing back in the day playing Mario Kart Double Dash. And It's iconic. Like, it's like probably the most top 10 iconic things in video games is like the blue shell from Mario Kart. And it's, yeah, it even got a shout out in the Mario movie, which I thought was quite good. And it's basically, it's a big flying shell, and whoever's first is going to get hit with it, a big explosion. And it's not fair at all. But Mario Kart's not really a fair game. You know, it's just all random chaos. But people love it. People hate it. Most people kind of hate it.
I think it's bullshit. It's the worst thing. It's the best thing in the world if you get it, because it brings you back to the race. It's the worst thing in the world when you're leading since like lap one to lap 2.5.
Yeah.
You've been destroying everyone. And someone gets one, and then someone gets another one before you recover. And you're still just first. And then who is this person that's in like fifth the entire time and ends up winning? It's just bullshit. Yeah. It's a bullshit thing. You think it's more powerful.
I think it's more powerful. Yeah, because imagine who can recover from a blue shell? Can Trident? Can anyone?
I don't think Trident can.
Can a little cricket? What does more damage, a little cricket or Trident? I mean, or blue shell.
Oh my God. Dave's not very happy.
Dave really hates the blue shell.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing.
I think, is it better? No. Is it more powerful? Is it, can it do more damage? Yes.
I don't know, because the explosion can't be that bad.
No, but this is like the Mario world, you know? I feel like they're pretty strong fuckers. And, you know, we're talking about emotional damage as well. Talking about psychological.
Oh, didn't account. Psychological damage. Yeah. Physical damage. The Trident does way more, but emotionally, the blue shell is more devastating.
Yeah.
And I think in this state, in 2023, damage is more important.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get cancelled, but, you know, you can just use blue shell.
Put an Uno reverse card. In some nuclear weapons. Now, I'm not doing nuclear weapons, but these are made with nuclear reactors. We'll talk about the proton packs from Ghostbusters.
Oh, that's a cool one. They're more like capture devices than weapons, but I guess you can say that.
Oh, I don't know, don't cross the streams. Cross the streams and everything gets fucked. They are literally nuclear reactors.
That is kind of cool. And they aren't like very iconic. They don't look like fun to use, and there's not that much practical real world use for them, I don't think. But
well, it depends if you believe in ghosts.
True. A lot of people do. I feel like at least like a tenth of the population believe in ghosts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Yeah, probably. If not more.
Not more?
People see spooky stuff.
That's true. I've seen some spooky stuff. I see you most days.
Proton packs. If you had a proton pack, you could capture me.
No, you'd probably. I reckon you're very. If I was like gonna try and kill you, I think you'd be really hard to kill. Don't know why, but like out of most people I know, I think you'd be the hardest to like hunt down. No reason for it.
I could go into hiding real quick, and I'll just be there with my noisy cricket, and you would just hear a little chirp chirp and blow your head off.
Yeah. I'll try and find blue shells, but you'd always be losing. So.
What happens if you shoot like these things are made of nuclear energy. That's how they work. They capture the ghost. What happens if you shoot them at a merman? Fucks the merman up.
A merman? Because I think it would bounce. It would probably melt skin a little bit, you know. But the you know, probably just cook the fish part and it would just melt skin to be like a real sloppy mess. Like, you ever seen, you know, District 9? You know that there's a weapon I thought about putting on. They call it like the melter or something like that. And it's like an electricity based weapon and it just like fries guys. Like, it fries guys. And it's and it's like an electric
blast. It serves them a burger.
Yeah, it just melts them. So I'd probably do something similar to that, sort of what that gun does. But pretty catastrophic. You could definitely kill someone with a proton pack, right?
I reckon so. I reckon you could definitely kill someone. It's nuclear energy. Like, at worst, you're going to absolutely disintegrate them. At best, you're going to give them a tumor.
Oh, yeah. A big tumor. They'll be like, oh, see you in a couple of years.
It'll be like shooting them. I don't know. It'll just give them like, yeah, like five. It'll give them 5 years to live.
Got it.
Okay, so we don't think the Proton Packs is powerful as a Noisy Cricket.
It's fun. It's definitely fun. It's more iconic than basically everything on the so far. But it wouldn't, if we had a fight between the four of them so far, I think the Proton Pack probably lose.
Yeah, okay. But it depends. If the Trident is winning, does the blue shell not go for him? If he's winning the fight, so Trident will be like, oh, King Trident's fucking shit up. Blue shell to the face.
That's true. He'd always be getting blue shelled. But then what happens? Yeah, so the Proton Pack could be like just one of these underdogs.
But the blue shell is like kamikaze as well, yeah, because it's just going to blow up as well. The blue shell doesn't recover.
It is, yeah.
Blue shell's like a suicide bomb.
It is, yeah. And also, according to Reddit, you get third-degree burns from a Proton Pack Trine. Or most of it gets incinerated.
Oh, right. I mean, disintegrated or third-degree burns. That's quite a wide one.
Someone says incinerated, one says free to third-degree burns. Well, third-degree burns are pretty, you know, I guess, you know, with like 20 seconds of third-degree burns, you're probably going to die.
Third degree burns, I don't know. Is third degree burns the worst or is first degree burns the worst?
Third degree burns the worst. I've had first degree burns. When I really badly burnt my back.
I do remember that. You were like covered in blisters.
Those were first degree burns. Yeah.
Oh, right. So that's like you got like singed by a Proton Pack.
Yeah.
Proton Pack sounds really bad. Like if
King Trident. It does sound the most painful.
Yeah, it sounds awful. I think Proton Pack might be winning.
Most military
birds. But then a lightning bolt would do that to you, surely. But King Trident has to be in the sea. If the Trident leaves the sea, what happens to it?
I don't know. Good question. Maybe if it becomes a Proton Pack.
Proton Pack's definitely winning at the moment. I think it's your. Have you got any more to bring us?
I'll just ring them off real quick. I've got Sting from the Lord of the Rings. I've got a cool glowing sword.
It's just a dagger.
It's just a cool dagger. I just like it. They're like, I want to own a Sting one day and like to like be like a weird little hobbit dude.
You want to be like Sherwood?
I kind of do, yeah. Yeah. And beautiful eyes, Blythe Wood, beautiful eyes.
Yeah, he's
good. And there's one called Pandora, which is a weapon from Devil May Cry, I think Devil May Cry 4. It is a suitcase with 666 weapons inside it. It's Pandora's box. And it has anything from a rocket launcher to a minigun to a full-on Gundam kind of fetching, because it most of the time just looks like a suitcase. Very nice silver. Chrome suitcase that you can carry around anywhere, and at any point put out one of these weapons to use. But it is only one at a time. So like in this battle, you're probably going to put out like the Gundam. Yeah, but, you know, there might be a nuke in there. You know,
can imagine a nuke in there. It's so fucked up. That sounds okay, but a lot of those weapons already exist. So is the suitcase itself a weapon?
Yeah. Suitcase is meant to be like Pandora's box. It's like a thing. It contains inside it like many, many, many weapons. Use it as whatever you want.
I don't like it. I think it's the worst thing so far. Because I think it's just reminded me of 1010 from Naruto, and I hate 1010.
It is essentially 1010, but like, fuller because it's Dante, does it?
Can you imagine? That would be so wild for Naruto if there's just one character above a rocket launcher.
That'd be pretty sick. Honestly, now, like, I'm not sure if you've seen any of Boruto, but I watched like a little bit of it. I wouldn't be surprised if that comes up then, because they're in like a techie age with Naruto now.
Oh, that's like why Naruto is good. It's because it doesn't have technology.
Yeah. They've got like laptops in Boruto.
Why?
They do.
Who's their internet provider? This is one person whose jutsu is Wi-Fi.
So I do it all the time. Dial up jutsu.
Okay. Yeah, that sucks. Have you got anything else?
No, those are my two.
Wow, we're not like, because the thing is, I was just going to bring up identity discs from Tron, which is just like the discs that they throw at each other.
Yeah, they're quite cool. They could, you know, you could have some fun with them.
Yeah, you could. You'd have to be in Tron, so they're not very useful for the real life. I was also going to bring up the head bomb from Total Recall. It's essentially just a bomb. You put power on someone's head face, but it looks like it's like bits of someone's head. And it's like slots in. It's like eye, mouth.
Oh, yeah.
So that's pretty cool. But I feel like everyone's going to be angry if we don't talk about lightsabers. So I think we should give them 10 seconds on lightsabers to appease people. And also it means I can tag Star Wars in the episode.
It's true. They are cool. If I could own any weapon, I'd probably own a lightsaber. As long as it could reflect real life bullets. I'd definitely kill, like, we would both probably kill ourselves accidentally with a lightsaber.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. But they're pretty bad.
Yeah, they're fine.
What color lightsaber would you want?
That's a really good question. Probably something, you know what I would want is, I would want to use the color as a weapon. So what I mean by that is, I want a lightsaber that's either distractingly colored or is so bright that the other person just literally can't see.
I feel like sunglasses on.
Can you imagine if it was like, remember those torches you used to get and the adverts were always like, as bright as a million candles?
Yeah.
I'd want a lightsaber that's like 10 billion candles.
10 billion candles.
Because they're really bright. Like, use that. Like, so at the start of the fight, so I have to put on like special sunglasses so I look really cool.
Yeah.
And then out comes this just like neon thing, and Darth Vader's there like, I can't even see. And then I just fuck shit up. But yeah, the thing is with lightsabers, they're also, if you like accidentally hit yourself, you've just like chopped off your leg.
Oh yeah, you're fucked. Yeah, there's no way. And I'd be really careful with it for about 2 weeks. And then I'd be like, oh, I don't do this. It'd be like, I'd literally like chop off my like armpit. It'll be under 3 weeks. I've chopped off a limb for sure.
They are also just swords at the end of the day.
And they're almost a real thing, to be honest. Like, people have made actual lightsabers and they're not like, you know, 100% there. They're fucking like 87% there.
I just don't think they're useful. It's like when nerds like us own like every other nerd owns like a katana. It's like, it's not practical in any way. Really. It's not like
we're not that bad, yeah. But yeah, I wouldn't own a katana. If I had more money, I'd buy like statues. I'd buy like, you know, like video game statues and shit like that. But like, or you know, what's those fucking things you used to have? Or you might still have those pop coms. You know, the cutesy kind of models of.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Funko's.
Funko Pops, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I've never bought one, because I would just get addicted to buying them like immediately. I can see how people end up, but it would like financially ruin me. I'm not gonna go for that. I don't think lightsabers are very good. Like, compared to the other weapons, they're great in their own universe. But you put lightsabers in any other universe and Jedi's are just gonna die. Like,
that's true. They're probably the most iconic weapon in like fiction. So that.
Definitely.
Yeah. But they're not the best.
Can I make a strange argument for you as to what I actually think the best fictional weapon is?
Love.
I think the best fiction. I think the best fictional weapon is the Terminator. In Terminator 1. So before he fell in love with John Connor and Linda Hamilton, when he was just an outright killing machine, he was just sent back in time. His one program was to like kill the dude that will stop the entire war. I think he's a weapon at that point from Skynet. I think he's fucking scary and he's lethal. And because he's not sentient in any real way until love ruins him.
As it does all of us.
Yeah, then I think he's the best weapon.
I mean, that's a very good argument. I think, because he's so destructive and so scary, he could. I kind of think against the ocean, how would he do? That's how
it just sinks.
Here's Arnold Schwarzenegger. And against a little cricket, he'd recover from. He'd be fucked up for a movie, but no, he'd recover from it. The ocean, though, a whale. Could a whale destroy the Terminator?
I don't think it could. No, I don't think it would. The stomach acid, I don't think it's breaking out of Terminator. I think Arnold Schwarzenegger is punching through the whale.
True. I reckon if you set five whales on the Terminator, that would fuck it up. But one or two, I think five would just get him, And they're big old blue whales, and it's body slamming onto him, breaking him down slowly. I think that could fuck him up. That's about it. I think, that's a good fight. That's a fight I'd want to see.
What, Terminator versus a whale?
Terminator versus the ocean.
That's pretty cool.
Everything in the ocean.
So you want to see Waterworld, but it's the cast of Terminator.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. I think the Terminator sinks. I think that's the trouble, but I think he also somehow gets back. He probably has a function. That we just found out about.
He's got rocket boots or something.
Yeah, is Inspector Gadget a weapon?
Yeah, we could say that. Inspector Gadget would be a cool weapon.
Terminator would fucking kill Inspector Gadget.
I don't know, man. Inspector Gadget, R-rated, could be really badass.
God, that kind of is the Terminator, I guess.
Yeah, it kind of is.
In a way. Yeah. If Arnold Schwarzenegger was a cop instead of a Terminator. But otherwise, Inspector Gadget is just shooting toothpaste at Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Inspector Gadget could be badass as an R-rated remake.
Yeah, that would actually be really scary. go Gadget.
Go Gadget. It's the same weapons. It's just it's still toothpaste, but it's still used in a malicious way.
It's toothpaste, but it's laced with something that just melts your face. Oh, that'd be pretty good. So we've got our weapons. We've got lightsabers. I think that's the bottom of the pile. I think blue shell. That stinger is bottom of the pile. That was a stupid thing to bring.
Yeah.
I don't think there's the one ring. It's not really a weapon. Does it have any use other than turning you invisible?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's never explained. I love read the Lord of the Rings trilogy and I've watched the films, and it's never told what the powers are. It's just it makes people really strong. How?
Elijah Wood nearly died.
It made Sauron stronger. And no, he could control the other rings if he had the one ring. Do I remember correctly?
Other rings.
Now the rings are going inside the elves and dwarves and all that. And humans.
Oh, did we ever see those rings?
Yeah, in a flashback.
In passing.
if you see the great prequel show, the Rings of Power, you see it there.
I have actually watched two episodes of that.
I watched the whole thing and it was
all right.
It was fine. It was very meh.
I started watching The Last of Us this week because I finally got a Now TV login. So it's really good. Three episodes in. I really I'm enjoying the fact that there's some good differences to the games that stops it just being me watching something I've already done. So I know some people were probably quite mad about the changes, but at the same time, I sort of said to Jazz, I don't want to watch something that I've played. Yeah. Then I might as well just watch a Let's Play. So
it's done so well in the game. It's why do you do the same thing again?
Yeah, exactly. So I really enjoyed the Nick Offerman episode with Bill and Frank. I thought that was good. I thought it was heartbreaking. I thought it was really well acted and really well paced. So I'm excited to watch the rest. Anyway, back to derail the show. Though the One Ring kind of sucks, unless someone wants to tell us what it does.
I think the real question comes down to Trident, Terminator, and I just like a little cricket being in this little cockpit.
Here's what Trident, I think.
Give little Terminator with a little cricket. No, sorry. It would have been impossible to fuck up their sentence more. Terminator with the little cricket beats Trident, I think.
Here's what I think happens. Everything is on the battlefield that we've mentioned. Venkman from Ghostbusters picks up the Stinger and just throws it away. Just because, why is this here? And then Blue Shell, because he made the first move, Blue Shell goes for him, kills Bill Murray, blows up the proton pack, which is nuclear, fucking annihilates like nearly everything except for King Trident and the Terminator. Terminator puts on the One Ring, goes invisible, which brings those horsings. But because they're in the middle of like the ocean, the horsings are just like slowly swimming. So they die. Terminator Brick takes off the ring and just goes.
But still with like the really epic music.
And it's just a load of horses drowning. Trident shoots him with an electric bolt, which actually powers up Arnold to like next level. Arnold just like One Punch Man's whatever his name is, and like through his head like it's a Mortal Kombat finishing move.
Oh shit.
And then we're left with Arnold Schwarzenegger as the Terminator as king of the ocean with the Trident.
I mean, that movie would make a shit ton of money. Imagine the poster. Arnold is King Terminator Triton, you know? There's no way, I mean, trying to cook the trailer, there's no way that's not making 800 mil at least.
Oh, so much. Especially when the last scene of the trailer is just like Arnie sat on the throne of Atlantis eating a horse leg. Because then everyone would be like, is that a fucking horse leg under the sea? Like, how did he get it there? And that's why.
Sting is like a knife.
Yeah. Ariel is just like cracking open the little crab with the butt end of the knife. It's like a really fucked up little mermaid. God, you know, in Aquaman, I know they made Willem Dafoe as like king of the ocean or whatever. Why didn't Arnie? That would have been so good.
Willem Dafoe was like the mentor or
something. Oh, he was there in some capacity, but you should make Arnie as like king of Atlantis.
They could like they would just put him as like Jason Momoa's dad or something. That could have been quite cool, even though obviously different ethnicities and all that. But like, it's a DC movie. You can move past that maybe. Do you know who actually was played? Aquaman's dad.
Kevin Costner.
It was fucking Boba Fett. And who plays Boba Fett? It was actually Aquaman's dad. So who wins? This is the best ending. He's in King of the Ocean now. All right, so we're saying Terminator is the winner of the best weapon.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't quite sit right the more I say it, because he is autonomous. But I think it's either him or the Trident.
Yeah.
I think I'd be more comfortable going for the Trident, but I do think Terminator would win in a fight.
It would. Terminator
beats the Merman, but Terminator is not more powerful than the Trident.
Yeah. So let's say Terminator wins. If people are annoyed by it, let's put up a poll. If people are annoyed by it, let's put up a poll if that's okay. And if not, at the end, we have a victory of Terminator with the Trident, right? So they can say who won, the Trident or Terminator.
That's a fair question. Like, because King Triton is wielding the Trident, does him losing in the fight mean the Trident isn't as powerful?
That's true.
That's the question to answer. Questions. Yeah, so the poll is just going to say Terminator, comma, Trident, question mark.
Yeah.
Let us know in your option, who is actually the best or what is the best weapon down there. The winner of that poll will move on into the next round, and we're halfway there to filling our bracket. Yeah, so thank you very much for listening, everyone. Let us know how mad you are about lightsaber. Let us know how disappointed you are in not bringing up some a wand of some variety. Blame Ben for that, because I usually trust him to bring these things to the table, but instead he brought the stinger from Lord of the Rings.
I just want to be annoyed, be like, it's more of a tool than it is a weapon.
Well, the stinger or the wand?
No, like a wand.
I think wand falls into that grey area that the sonic screwdriver does.
Big utility.
It's kind of like a kitchen knife. Like, a kitchen knife is not a weapon, but it can be used as a weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if you were going to just, like, stab your kid with a kitchen knife, I don't think the knife becomes a weapon.
Yeah. It's usually used for cutting veggies.
You know what we should have included is sex. Like, from Basic Instinct. Who's the lady from Basic Instinct? She used sex as a weapon.
Most people do.
Yeah. And sex is fictional for you, so.
It is.
Best joke of the podcast. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. You can find Rogue Opinions at @Rogue_opinion. You can find me at NathanAdler92. Ben, where can people find you?
Find me on 2100 on Instagram. Oh, also got a second one. It is every week. Yeah. BT Ebert Wright is my new Instagram, where I'm going to be posting lots of shit. So, yeah. And 2100 on the normal Instagram. I don't really care about what's going
on. Yeah. For everyone, follow him on the Instagram he doesn't care about, just to annoy him. Yeah. I think everyone should also start sending you their short stories.
Why not?
Yeah.
I'll run off then.
We'll be back next week with the next round of the best. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. Bye now.